Up here, things are different. There's no question about that. And I mean, I've made the point on many occasions, like you take haphazard development and those type of policies that are pushed upon us from department level down to the council and then pushed into rural Ireland. I mean, if you go to areas like, as I said, Urres, Glengad, Malinhead, Carramina, you know, any of those areas, Greencastle, rural parts of this county, and this is around any part of Donegal when you get into rural parts, haphazard development is part and parcel of that townland. If you look at my own hometown of Glengad, I mean, to build a house, you're going to be either looking at somebody in front of you, somebody to the side of you, somebody behind you, because that is the type of development there is in areas like that, because every family owns small portions of land. There's no farmer in a rural part that owns a big amount of land where they can decide, oh, we can build a house here or there. Well, everybody owns a wee bit, and everybody lives together in a close proximity. And in that case, if you're building a house, you're going to be building pretty close to somebody else. So it is going to be haphazard development. So there needs to be common sense prevail in rural parts, because the one thing we don't want and we cannot allow to happen, Donal, is that when local families want to start their life, get married and start a new life together and want to build a house in a rural part of our county, we can put no obstacle in place for them that they can't live there, because that's the last thing rural Ireland needs. It's the last thing our rural schools needs, as people being pushed out to other parts, into towns and villages, where and closing down rural Ireland. So yeah, maybe I did mark his card today, but I don't mind that. I think it's important for the rural parts of our county that those bit of lax of laws are allowed to happen and people are allowed to build in their own homelands.
The eternal quandary is always going to be your Antashkas, your environmental campaigners will speak of ribbon development, they'll speak of haphazard development, the phrase you used yourself, and they'll say effectively this is the ruination of rural Ireland and it has to stop. One-off housing developments they see intrinsically as a bad thing.
Well, I would absolutely and totally contradict everything that any one of those says in relation to rural Ireland, because I think those organisations that you're talking about clearly only have one agenda in mind, and that's close down rural Ireland. They have absolutely no interest in rural Ireland. They have no interest in what happens in rural Ireland. They are being pushed from a departmental level to push people into towns and villages, and I would have no problem taking any one of those organisations on at any particular moment in time in relation to rural Ireland, because they certainly don't have rural Ireland at heart. And we do have rural Ireland at heart, and that's the reason why that we want people to live in their own area. We want to be able to keep our rural schools. We want to be able to keep that rural element, that rural way of living that we have in this county. And I'll tell you, we can certainly never lose that. And me, for one, will fight to the bitter end to make sure that never happens.